Hey, I'm your host, Dr. Desiree Cassell. I'm an orthopedic and pelvic floor physical therapist specializing in women's health, aka pelvic floor. I'm a wife, mom of three, foodie, lover of all things movement and nature, and I'm super passionate about educating, empowering, and supporting other women like you to find and maintain balance throughout all aspects of their lives without pain, pressure, or peeing their pants. And this is the Balanced Momtality Podcast, where we will talk about all things pelvic floor, your core, and optimizing your pregnancy, birth, and postpartum recovery, providing you with the knowledge and tools so that you can feel like the strong, playful, and happy mom that you and your family deserve. Now let's get you out of those pads and back to loving movement. Fill up your water, pop in those AirPods, roll out your mat, and let's connect. Before we start today's episode, just a quick disclaimer that anything mentioned in this podcast is not meant to treat or diagnose any medical conditions. If you have any questions or concerns about your healthcare needs, please seek the care of your medical provider. This is also a safe space where we will be talking about very sensitive but important topics, such as issues with peeing and pooping, relationships, and even sex. So if you have littles around, probably a good idea to pop those AirPods in. But otherwise, I hope you enjoy today's episode. Okay, spring has finally arrived in the Southwest here in New Mexico. It is definitely spring weather, which unfortunately is probably my least favorite season here. While I love the grass and the flowers and the trees and the warm weather, I've been so anxious to start getting more walks in, and that has been so nice with the weather warming up. Spring in New Mexico is like a bipolar maniac. We have like one day where it's 60 degrees and sunny, and maybe it's even like, I think the highest so far it's gotten up to is like 65 or something, and it's felt really warm. And then I swear the next day we got like 4 inches of snow, and then the next day it's sunny and melted again, but it's windy as crap and it's disgusting outside. Unfortunately, here in the Southwest in the spring, wind is just rampant, and so it does make it really annoying to go outside because it's almost a tease. It's like, oh, I'm sunny and warm, but oh, you're gonna get dirt thrown in your face and the allergies are gonna be crazy. And so with all of the allergies, obviously, and all of the pollen in the air and the wind and being outside more, we are getting a lot more allergy symptoms, the sneezing and coughing and blowing our nose. And so I know for me personally, this is a time when I have to really make sure I am doing a few extra things to help my pelvic floor so that I am not overloading it. Because even with a strong pelvic floor, if there's just inevitable pressure, too much sneezing, too much coughing, maybe it's even just your first trimester and you're throwing up sick and so you're vomiting a lot, or you caught the stomach bug that's also been going around lately, and you're just inevitably increasing so much pressure in your system, the system's gonna fail. Even if it's really strong, it only has so much pressure that it can withhold against until it starts to fail, and we see leaking or more heaviness and prolapse symptoms or even pelvic pain. But I know right now in my clinic, I'm seeing a lot of women explain an uptick in their leaking symptoms because of all of the aforementioned things. They're sneezing, they're coughing, they're blowing their nose, they just got over a sickness, you know, they're in their first trimester. All of these things can increase all of these symptoms if we're not careful. And so in today's episode, I really just wanted to lay out three of my favorite tips that many people don't really think about that are going to help you stop peeing your pants and reduce that pelvic pressure and prolapse symptoms and reduce all of the pain that might be coming on top of these leaking symptoms or prolapse symptoms. And so we do tend to think of weakness, right? When we think of leaking, many people are like, how do I do Kegels? I want to make sure I'm doing Kegels correctly because I'm leaking. And I've mentioned this before in many episodes, but I'm going to say it again. It is not the answer. Kegels are not the answer. again, just like I mentioned before, even if you have a strong pelvic floor, we can see these symptoms. And especially if you have some symptoms of tightness in your pelvic floor, which pain, increased urgency, increased frequency, pain with intercourse, pain with orgasm, feeling like you have UTIs all the time, interstitial cystitis. These are all symptoms of tightness in the pelvic floor, pelvic pain. So if you do have any of those symptoms, even constipation can be a sign of tightness. We really have to be careful and not just go full blown into strengthening mode, because we can really make these things worse if we're not aware of what that system needs. And so this episode is not to tell you if you need strengthening or not, but I just want to put that out there so that you can kind of have that in your head and not just go full blown into strengthening and make things worse. And if you're unsure, reach out, work with me one-on-one, and we can give you more of an individualized plan. But aside from strengthening, because yeah, that is the obvious one, right? Like if we do that internal vaginal assessment, you don't have any of those other symptoms I just mentioned, muscle is soft, but it is just super weak. There's just a really difficult time engaging and contracting, or maybe you have some decent strength, but you don't have the control there. Then we do want to work on increasing that strength and control and awareness. And we do that with a Kegel or a pelvic floor contraction, but not in isolation. We're not just sitting there doing Kegels. So this is the old way, okay? If you've heard of treating pelvic floor by just sitting and doing Kegels, that is not how we do it anymore. We know better now. Our body moves and adapts and needs to be able to adjust through different movements and positions. And so we need to train that pelvic floor in the system that it is in. We need to train the pelvic floor with the entire core system, and more importantly, functionally during specific movement patterns with your breath and all of that. So the strengthening work for your pelvic floor is a lot more in depth than just Kegels. But aside from Kegels, because that is, right, like that strengthening piece is the obvious thing that we think of when we have leaking or prolapse and that heaviness sensation. But the first thing that I want you to really think about, if we talk about, you know, yes, strength, but I mentioned control. So that control is where our body needs to automatically, this should be an automatic reflex response in your body. And if it's not, we need to start training the system to reprogram that reflex and that motor plan, so that every time you are about to sneeze or cough or blow your nose, and those more kind of, especially the sneeze, like those automatic things, our pelvic floor should be engaging. We are not clenching the pelvic floor, but it is lifting and turning on and engaging to help support that pressure coming down. So next time you sneeze, next time you cough or blow your nose, just observe what your pelvic floor is doing, because we need to know, are you turning it on? Is it not turning on at all? Are you completely bearing down into your pelvic floor during a cough or a sneeze? Are you maybe clenching it super tight to try and resist it, and you're crossing your legs, you're even putting your hand there trying to create pressure because you just know I leak on sneezing? What is happening with your pelvic floor during these moments of increased pressure? And so to clarify, this is stress incontinence. So when we're seeing that leaking on a moment of increased pressure, that is stress incontinence. So there's a moment of pressure, a sneeze, a cough, again, throwing up, blowing your nose, jumping jacks, running. There's an impact. There's an increase in forces. This is stress incontinence. And this is what we are talking mostly about today. And so with that moment of pressure, we do need a little bit of support, but it needs to have some flexibility. This is why we don't want to just clench, because if you create so much clenching tension, then yeah, you're creating support, but it's going to be rigid like a wall. And if we're sneezing or blowing our nose and also increasing pressure from above, then we're sandwiching all of the abdominal contents, which, hello, is our bladder, and we can see leaking because of that. And so that that pelvic floor needs to have some flexibility and not just be super clenched up. So we want to be aware, not only are we engaging that pelvic floor, but at what level? And so for this, I like to think about the elevator analogy. We like to think of our pelvic floor. So say you walk into a building, that ground, that main floor, that's where your pelvic floor should rest at. That's where it's hanging out at. But there's a little tone there, right? We're not fully relaxed and turned off like the basement ground floor. We are relaxed and not super engaged, but there's a little tone, kind of like that trampoline concept, right? That trampoline needs to hold a little bit of tone in it to provide support. It can't be too rigid and it can't be too relaxed. But when we're at that main floor, when we're breathing, we do need to be able to relax and lengthen and turn off our pelvic floor and go into the basement and even maybe a level below that basement. But we're definitely not bearing down into our pelvic floor and feeling contents of our organs shifting and coming down or any increase in pressure. We're not bearing down, we're just relaxing and lengthening. But then from that main floor, we want to be able to go up to like level 5. So level 5 is that tight clenching, and we don't want to really hold there. So when we are engaging before a sneeze or a cough, or during exercise and during moments of effort where our brace is engaged and we need that support, we want to think about it more as being at a 2 or 3. So we're engaging and we're lifting and we're holding, but we're not clenching. And this gives the muscle more flexibility so that it can absorb some of that shock and we won't see those symptoms of leaking and pressure and prolapse. And so that moment of engagement right before a sneeze, a cough, blowing your nose, whatever that moment of force is called the knack. So the knack is our first tip. We want to perform the knack and make sure that our pelvic floor is engaging up to that level 2 or 3 before a sneeze, cough, blowing our nose. So at about, and especially, right, like sneezes can come out of nowhere, but there's usually like a half second where you're like, oh, it's coming. And so that's when you want to engage that pelvic floor so you have that support. So just start thinking about that across all moments of effort, especially if you normally leak. What is that moment of or activity where you're leaking, and is your pelvic floor engaging? Because it should. So let's just start thinking about that, because maybe your pelvic floor is super strong. Maybe it's even super flexible and it has all the engagement and flexibility, but then you go to sneeze or cough and your brain just isn't turning it on. There's not a motor plan there. So it's not being turned on and working for you when it should be working for you. So first tip, check in with the knack. Are you performing it? If not, start. See if that helps. But what we also want to think about with those moments of pressure is as we are increasing pressure from above with a sneeze, cough, blowing our nose, or maybe even from below, right, with a jumping jack, landing on the ground, impact, but then we're also engaging our pelvic floor with that knack, we are increasing forces. So we need to do whatever we can to reduce those forces and take load off of the pelvic floor and the bladder. And so what that looks like is our alignment. So our posturing is our second tip. How are you aligning during these moments of increased pressure? Typically with a sneeze or a cough, right, we usually flex forward. So we think about that typical sneeze pattern, right? We usually flex forward. Maybe you sneeze into your hand or you sneeze down into your elbow and your body just curls up and you're like, achoo! That flexion in itself is increasing pressure into the pelvic floor. You can feel it. Put your hand on your lower belly right now. Sit up tall. Feel the pressure lift off of your hand. Flex and feel and round your shoulders and feel the pressure bulge out into the lower belly into your hand. This means pelvic floor is also feeling that increase in pressure. And so we want to think about that string up through that high ponytail line. Just think about a nice tall stack, and specifically stacking your rib cage over your pelvis. And so during that sneeze or cough, you're going to feel it coming. You're going to think, okay, I got to engage my pelvic floor. But then you're also going to think of that alignment. And in fact, I like to have you sneeze up and out into your elbow. So sit up tall, sneeze up and out into your elbow, and feel the lift of pressure that takes off of the pelvic floor. So sometimes just this positional change makes you from leaking or not leaking. Sometimes just the knack, engagement, is the difference between you leaking and not leaking, or feeling pressure and heaviness and not. So think about these basic things. Is it engaging before that moment? Are you flexing, or can you actually stand tall and sneeze up and out instead of flexing down? And this is also during like throwing up. So for those moments where you're like curled over the toilet, right? Like you are not only vomiting and your abs are clenching and wrenching and creating so much pressure, but you're flexing usually because of that wrenching in the abdominals. And so what we want to do is try and stack your body and get up a little bit more on your knees, or try and think about that stack of the rib cage and pelvis and hinge forward over the toilet or over the trash can or wherever you're throwing up, right? Because unfortunately, I've had women come in and be like, I'm just throwing up and peeing at the same time. At this point, I'm sitting on the toilet while I throw up into a trash can because I'm just peeing myself. And I'm like, oh, you poor thing. So ideally, we don't want to create extra flexion in the system. Try and think about that stack. I know it's hard, especially moments when you're throwing up and just not feeling good, but these are what's really going to reduce that pressure and reduce a lot of your symptoms. And so first tip is the knack. Second tip is watching your alignment and trying to come up and out with that sneeze or cough or blowing your nose and stacking your rib cage over pelvis, especially during moments of vomiting and throwing up. And also during exercise, right? Like if you're leaking during jumping jacks or moments of impact, what is your alignment like? Are you flexing during that moment of impact? Maybe you're even extending during that moment of impact and you're not able to keep a nice neutral posture during that movement pattern. This is something I help with in detail. So reach out and we'll get you in a session so we can troubleshoot specific activities or movements that you're leaking with or feeling pressure with. But these are things I want you to just start thinking about as you are moving through your day-to-day, allergy season, cold and flu season, first trimester life, exercises, whatever it is, right? Jumping on the trampoline with your kids. We want to stop the leaking symptoms. My last tip for you guys is more about the breath and thinking about, again, how can we reduce pressure in the system? And so this isn't necessarily for the sneeze or cough, but this is for that moment where you know you're about to leak. And so you're like jumping off of a curb or you're doing that jumping jack. This is where we want to time our breath with that moment of impact. So specifically, we want to time our exhale during that moment of impact. In this way, we can reduce pressure if your breath coordination is correct. So if you've been doing the breath work and you feel that inhale, everything relaxing in the pelvic floor and in the core, and then as you exhale, everything should kind of lift and recoil back up. So for this, it translates now during those exercises and those moments where you're leaking, we need to make sure your breath is really coordinating well during those moments of impact and that you are exhaling during those moments so that we are lifting pressure off of the pelvic floor and not inhaling and increasing pressure, or worse, holding your breath, right, and bearing pressure down on the pelvic floor, increasing that pressure. So my bonus tip for you guys right now, especially for allergy season, is to make sure that you're taking care of your allergies. You are managing your allergies, whether that's naturally, holistically, with herbs, homeopathics, Claritin, prescribed allergy pills, whatever it is, getting those allergy symptoms at bay and making it so that your system isn't having those moments of increased pressure all the time chronically is what's going to really help you in the long run reduce those symptoms and prevent things from getting worse. So we do need to really manage those symptoms. And then when it inevitably happens, right, and you're like, okay, I'm still leaking, I just can't get this cough under control, I can't get the sneezing under control, whatever it is, then we need to take it into account, like, your pelvic floor is probably tight. Even if it is very weak, if it's leaking with sneezing and coughing, especially if it's not right away, but it's like, oh, by the end of the day, or it's been just this really bad bout and now I'm leaking, then it probably cramped up and became dysfunctional because it just didn't have the strength and control and the functional ability that it needs to support you. And so it spasms and tightens, and then we see a lot of symptoms. So even for me, when I start to realize like, oh, I'm feeling like I'm going to start leaking again, or I'm starting to feel that pressure no matter what I'm doing because I just can't get this cough. This is me right now. I have this tickle in my throat and I cannot get it to go away. And my cough has been so annoying. And especially with my vein pressure stuff that I've been rehabbing and trying to reduce all the pressure in my abdomen, I have been really proactive, but also just treating the reality that is increased pelvic pressure right now, right? Like, what if you're in that phase of life where maybe you did just catch a really bad stomach flu or cold or first trimester, again, all of those things, right? Like, that's the reality. Maybe you're doing the knack. Maybe your alignment is on point. Maybe your breath works good, but you're still feeling symptoms because there is some dysfunction there. Definitely reach out to a pelvic floor PT so you can get some internal work, some release work, give those muscles a break. But also, what we need to do is give those muscles a break. So elevate the pelvis. Elevate your pelvic girdle, put your legs up the wall. This is so beautiful for everybody, but especially if you are having heaviness or leaking or pain or any venous congestion symptoms. We want to improve circulation and just reduce all of the pressure and weight down on the pelvic bowl. So this can look like propping the pelvis up on some pillows and letting the legs go up the wall, or it can look like puppy pose where your butt is just sticking up in the air and you're just on the floor, right? Like, we just want to unload that pelvic bowl. And this can be so helpful in giving those muscles a break, kind of like recovery after a really intense exercise, because essentially that's what all of these moments of increased pressure are for the pelvic floor. It's a really intense workout. And if you're leaking, it's too hard for those muscles. Are you weak? Are you tight? Do you not have control? Let's figure it out. Reach out. Let me know if you have a specific issue with leaking or pelvic pressure that you're wanting to get under control, especially right now with allergy season. This is going to start getting worse for the next few months before it gets better. So let's make sure we're doing whatever we can to take any pressure off of our system. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did, and I want to thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day. I know you've got so many other important things going on, but I hope it was helpful and you leave here with some tools to help you in your healing journey. And I just want to ask you, if you have found this helpful, to please leave a review on iTunes. Scroll down to the bottom of my podcast page and leave that 5-star review so it can help other women see this information. And also, if you want to be a part of my community of amazing women trying to balance all the things, great tips and insight and sharing stories and just motivating each other along the way, feel free to join my Facebook group, The Balanced Momtality Wellness and Support. I hope to see you here next time on the Balanced Momtality Podcast.